We pray. Lord God, hear us and help us to hear you. Amen. John chapter 18. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" The questions of Jesus. Jesus had been arrested. A mock trial was held in which they could find no evidence of him being guilty of a crime. Two witnesses that were brought forth could not agree on their testimony, which was false anyway. Finally, they convicted Jesus of being who he was, the Son of God. "He's guilty of blasphemy," they cried. "He deserves to die." However, their problem was that the Roman government did not give them the authority to execute people. So they had to take it to Pilate. It was the only way that they could accomplish what they wanted, and that was to get rid of Jesus. Pilate alone had the authority. Now, Pilate was not about to execute Jesus because he claimed to be the Son of God. That wasn't a crime under the Roman Empire. So they charged Jesus of the very thing that they could not prove. They charged him with sedition, inciting rebellion against the empire. "We found this man perverting our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar and saying that he himself is Christ, a king." The stage is now set for Jesus' question. Pilate comes before his God. And he asks him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" It wasn't an earthly judge confronting a criminal. It was God confronting a sinner. Pilate was facing a life and death situation. And I'm not talking about the life and death of Jesus, but about that of Pilate. Standing here before God, his God and Savior, he now has an opportunity. King of the Jews? What's that mean? What did it mean to Pilate? Did he know? Well, I don't know for sure, but it's pretty hard to envision that Pilate wouldn't be aware of all the claims that the Jews were making regarding this king. The history of Israel was full of prophecies about the coming king, about the deliverer who would set his people free and establish a realm of everlasting peace. But most Jews didn't pay a whole lot of attention to what the prophecies were saying. Palm Sunday had come only a couple days before this. Did they hear the words of Zechariah? "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." They did not hear. They were offended by this lowliness of this king. The Jews wanted an earthly kingdom, a material one, a fleshly one. They wanted to fulfill the desires of the flesh, the desire of their eyes, the pride of life. And so they despised this lowly king, and they rejected their Savior. And what about Pilate? "Are you the king of the Jews?" The response of Jesus probed his heart. But sadly, Pilate resisted. Am I a Jew? Still, Jesus continued to reach out to him. My kingdom is not of this world. I have come into the world to bear witness to the truth. Once again, the skeptic Pilate could only answer, "What is truth?" He failed the test. We don't really know what for sure what happened to Pilate. Tradition tells us that he committed suicide in Gaul, the present-day France. It's interesting, however, that upon the cross, Pilate posted the sign that said, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." And he refused to change that to state, "He said he was the King of the Jews." Pilate said, "What I have written, I have written." Everyone, I assume, in this room has confessed the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and done it many times. Pontius Pilate is mentioned. So put yourself in his place. Listen to the question of Jesus. When you think of your confession in the Apostles' Creed, are you speaking for yourself about this? Or did others tell you this concerning me? The teenage years are years of personal discovery. You are now beyond the sphere of your home, beyond the immediate oversight of your parents, beyond the reach of your pastor. Before this, your parents taught you, your pastor taught you, your Sunday school teachers or Christian day school teacher taught you, and you learned to say, "I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord." Really? Do you mean it? Say to yourself, is this me talking? Or am I just repeating what others have told me? Personal discovery. That's what you're going through now. Is this my faith? Really mine? Well, I can't answer for everyone here, but I would guess the vast majority of you would have to say yes. Because it wasn't just your parents or your pastors or your teachers that were teaching you these things. This was God teaching you. Baptism is an act of God. The word of God which you've heard throughout your life is an act of God. It's his words. God convincing you. God sustaining you. God creating your faith and sustaining it. God wanted to save you. That's why you ended up with the parents you ended up with. That's why you ended up with the pastors and teachers that you ended up with. Because of God. But listen to the question and let it probe your heart. Are you speaking for yourself about this? Many times throughout my life, I've had to go back to Holy Scripture to reaffirm things that I've always thought to be true, and then sometimes a nagging doubt comes up. I go back to the source. I let God convince me again. And you ought to be doing the same thing so that you can answer Jesus, "Yes, I am speaking for myself. I believe that you are the King of the Jews, the promised Savior, my King." Hymn 161, verse 3.